BBC News with Julie Candler. There's been further fierce fighting in Gaza as Israeli forces conduct more airstrikes and ground operations. The Red Cross says it's particularly worried about three zones of conflict in Gaza, but says it's rescued 150 civilians following clashes in the south. More than 650 Palestinians have been killed since the Israeli offensive began more than 2 weeks ago. Gaza's only power plant has been temporarily shut down after being hit by an Israeli attack. Israel said another three of its soldiers were killed on Wednesday. The Hamas leader Khaled Mishal has said he will not accept a full ceasefire with Israel in Gaza unless the blockade of the territory is lifted. However, speaking in Qatar via a translator, Mr. Mishal said he would accept a humanitarian truce so that aid could be brought in for civilians caught in the Israeli bombardment.
We don't have any sensitivity in the role of anyone, including the Egyptians. And we respect the initiative of others. But as I said, we want to break through that seizure on Gaza. There are elderly, there are children, there are women who are suffering a lot from this seizure. And it is the importance here in our resistance is to break the seizure on Gaza.
At least 40 people have been killed in two huge explosions in the northern Nigerian city of Kaduna. The security forces have imposed a 24-hour curfew in the area. Bashir Saad Abdullahi reports.
The attack targeted a respected Islamic cleric as he was leaving a square at the center of Kaduna where he had been preaching. Thousands of people had attended the prayers. Sheikh Dahi Rubochi escaped unhurt, but 25 people were killed and many others were injured. Shortly after came the second attack. This time, the apparent target was the country's former military ruler, General Muhammadu Buhari. Again, he escaped, though his car was damaged and 19 people were killed.
The Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk has told the BBC that one of two Ukrainian fighters he said were brought down in the east on Wednesday could have been hit by an air-to-air missile, although he did not directly accuse Russia.
Allegedly, the second fighter jet was shot down by the air-to-air missile. It means that it was shot down by another fighter jet and definitely not Ukrainian.
Mr. Yatsenyuk said the other Ukrainian jet that came down was probably hit by a shoulder-fired missile. A special televised church service has been held in the Netherlands to honour the victims of the downed Malaysia Airlines flight, hours after their bodies were repatriated. Earlier, 40 wooden coffins were solemnly lifted by uniformed Dutch personnel from planes at Eindhoven and placed in hearses. The bodies were taken to the town of Hilversum, where the formal identification process will begin. World news from the BBC. Thousands of people are attending the opening ceremony of the 20th Commonwealth Games, which takes place in the Scottish city of Glasgow over the next 11 days. The Queen has arrived and the athletes' parade is beginning. The Games will feature more than 4,000 competitors from 71 nations and territories. The BBC's Colin Blaine was watching the ceremony.
Welcome to Scotland!
The organisers had promised these would be the best ever Commonwealth Games, and they certainly got off to a flying start. On a glorious summer evening, the East End of Glasgow opened its arms to the Commonwealth. The show was a gentle reminder of Scotland's history, told with a sense of humour. The audience was entertained by singers Rod Stewart and Susan Boyle and watched pictures of the Queen's baton arriving in Glasgow, landing by seaplane on the Clyde.
The trial has begun in Venezuela of one of the main opposition leaders, Leopoldo López, who's accused of inciting violence during anti-government demonstrations. Mr. López has been in custody since February when he handed himself in to the authorities. He denies the charges and has accused the government of President Nicolas Maduro of jailing Venezuelans for seeking democratic change. Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets of Venezuela earlier this year in months of protests against rising inflation and crime. 40 people have been confirmed dead in Taiwan and 10 others injured after a Taiwanese passenger plane crashed trying to land on an outlying island. The domestic flight had been delayed because of bad weather caused by Typhoon Magmo, but the authorities said it was too early to determine whether it was a factor in the crash. The TransAsia Airways plane aborted an initial landing but then lost contact with air traffic controllers. Residents said the plane crashed and caught fire while making its second landing attempt. BBC News.